Our first short Masechta in Seder Taras is Maseches Machshirin. Four prakim, very, very dense. In the framework that we've been discussing of Seder Taharas, Maseches Machshirin fits into the second area of Inyanei Taras. It's a study of Mekablei Tumah, specifically. It continues our focus on Ochlim HaMekablim Tumah. You remember that Maseches Taharas had begun that aspect of some of the dinim of Tumas Ochlin, especially the Shir Kabetza and so forth. Machshirin is the second Masechta to have actually full focus on some of the dinim of Ochlin Haruim Lekabel Tumah, specifically the concept of Hechsher, based on Psukim in Parsha Shmini. The Tanaim teach us that the only of the four categories of Dvar HaMakablim Tumah, Adam, Kelim, Ochlim, and Mashkim, we said in the past, each one has its own unique specific requirements in order to be Royal Lekabel Tumah. One of the requirements of Ochlim is that food is only susceptible to Tumah if it's already undergone the process of Hechsher. It's already undergone the process of being rinsed with a beverage, a liquid. If it's been rinsed with that liquid, then it becomes mukshar, becomes literally capable, becomes kosher, lekabel tumah. And the Mishnayos take us through a number of different aspects of that. Number one is which are the mashkim, there are machshirim lekabel tumah. There are shiva mashkim. Maybe you've come across this in the past. Any one of seven liquids, if a food is rinsed with it, that food from this point on is royal lekabel tumah. The Rosh HaTevis is Yad Shochat Tam. That stands for Yain and Devash, Shemen and Chalav, Tal, Dam, and Mayim. Obviously, Dam is not actually a beverage, though it is a liquid that's Machshir Lekabel Tumah. Mayim and Tal are two forms of H2O, two presentations of water. And the other four are all additional beverages, Chalav and Devash, Shemen, Zayis, and Yain. So if a food item, a fruit, or some other food item, meat, mushrooms, were rinsed with any of the, became wet with any of the Shiva Mashkim, it will be Roy, from this point on, Roy Lekabel Tumah. Now the Mishnayos also teach us that this is a historical din. It doesn't have to remain wet in order to be Mukhshir Lekabel Tumah. Once it was wet at some point in its past, it's Roy Lekabel Tumah. Of course, once you say that it's a historical din, then the question becomes, well, how far back do we go? And for that, the Tanaim teach us the third aspect of the din of Hechsher is the point in time at which we start counting is Misha Nislash. Once it's been detached from the ground. A food item which is still attached to the ground is not Mekabel Tumah. Fruits still on the tree, vegetables are still growing from the ground, not yet Mekabel Tumah, nor are they even able to be Mekabel Hechsher. So the fact, obviously, every fruit got wet while it was growing in the tree, while it was raining. But the clock starts ticking for Hechsher only once it's Talush Min HaKarka. Once it's Talush Min HaKarka, but then, subsequently, after being picked, becomes moist with any of the Shiva Mashkim, so from that point on, it's going to be Roy Lekabel Tumah. Now, in addition to the question of which Mashkim are Machshirim, the Shiva Mashkim, and the question of when, it need not be wet now, but on the other hand, it has to have happened at some point after it was detached from the ground. One more major aspect is something that might be familiar to you, even if you've never learned Mishnayos Machshirim, if you haven't yet learned Mishnayos Machshirim, but if you've learned, you may be familiar from the Gemara in Perek Eilim Tzias. Because the Gemara points out that when the, and that's the question of intent. The Gemara points out that the language of the psukim is kiyutan mayim al zera, that pasuk in Shmini. It's in an awkward passive form, kiyutan mayim al zera, when water or some other beverage be put upon food. It doesn't say kiyutan mayim al zera. That's what we'd expect it. Kiyutan mayim al zera would imply that you actually need maisa adam. Need a person to do it, and presumably, and perhaps even with intent. in order to create hechsher. The Torah doesn't say that. The Torah says kiyuta maimel, when water is put in passive. Now, that sounds like however it happens. It doesn't really matter whether it happened, a person chose for it to happen, or it happened automatically on its own through natural causes. It was an accident. It doesn't really matter how it worked. On the other hand, there's a tension in the pasuk, because the Gemara points out, on the one hand, you know, karinan yutan, but ksiv yitain. The Torah says ki yutan in the passive, but there's no vav in written in the Torah. So if you look at the word, it looks like yitain. The ksiv is yitain, and the kri is yutan. And for that reason, the Gemara explains that what the Mishnayos were teaching us is that there's a tension between yitain and yutan, and we resolve it by finding a middle position. It doesn't have to actually be Maisa Adam. It needs to be Yutan Dumya Diyitin. It may have happened on its own, but it needs to at least be somewhat like Yitain, somewhat like Maisa Adam, in the sense that the owner of the food item is happy with the fact that it happened. I don't have to make it happen. So obviously, it's not necessarily an intent in advance, but I have to be happy with the results. Right? So sometimes I'll have... So I imagine Mishnayos give many, many examples. Much of Machshirin is about this question of determining whether or not there was kavana. I left out the fruit. Did I want them to get wet? Am I happy they got wet? Now they're clean? Or am I upset they got wet? Because now they're more likely to spoil. Many, many examples of that. This, what the Gemara calls nichusa. Not exactly kavana. It's not intent, but it's nichusa. I'm pleased. The owner of the item is pleased with the result. As a matter of fact, the connection to... Perek El Metzias, second paragraph above Metzias, it's in the sugya of Yishlo Midas. The Gemara talks about Nichusa Shlo Midas. Let's say I didn't even know that it was wet while it was wet. I only found out after it was dried off. But had I known, I would have been pleased. So is that sufficient Nichusa or not? So that works into that's Nichusa Shlo Midas, unwitting Nichusa. I should mention also, as we take leave of our brief introduction to Maseches Machshirin, that the second parak from this world of Nichusa and trying to figure out, again, sometimes somewhat murky, whether something's what was the intent, where was the water from, what was the intent. So the Mishnah introduces in the beginning of the second parak of Machshirin the concept of rov and holchin basar rov, and a long series of Mishnayos that span many different areas of halacha talking about different cases of safek that we resolve with Rov. We had seen some of these Mishnayos earlier in the year when we were learning the some of the sugis of Torah Sasvekas, and come up at the very beginning of the Masechta, they come up again, Tesud Yud Aleph. So there are a number of Mishnayos in the second parak of Machshir, and they're very central in terms of following Rov. So these are some of the major issues. Again, Machshirin is a focus on Mekablei Tumah, and specifically Ochlim, and even more specifically, the requirement that Ochlim have, that they need Hechsher, unlike a Kli, unlike Adam. Ochlim are only Mekablei Tumah once they have had Hechsher. This needs to be with the Zayin Mashkim, and it need not be present. It's a historical reality. It can have been wet in the past, even if it's not presently wet, assuming that that happened after Talisha, once it was already detached from the ground. That's when it's Roy Lekabel Hechsher and Roy Lekabel Tumah. And finally, the issue of Yitain and Yutan, that's Russia, the tension between the Kri and the Ksiv, as it were, that generates this din. On the one hand, we don't need a Maisa Adam to create Hechsher. On the other hand, we do require Nichusa. Yutan, Dumi Di Yitain, it has to be the wetness of the food needs to be something that the Baalei HaOchel were pleased with. And that's a sort of this interesting in-between stance in terms of the role of Kavana in Hechsher. Chevra, thank you so much. Thank you so much for joining me today from in Hackensack for today's 15-minute Masechta.